time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at Wideline's three showrooms, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Well, they're always linked to Wagga somehow, and this man is from Wagga. Harry Cunningham from the Swans. G'day, Harry.
G'day, guys. How are we doing?
Good, mate. Do you get back often?
I try to get back as much as I can, but, usually wait till the off-season or Christmas time to get back, but Wagga's not too far away, so the family come up a fair bit.
No, well, you're fairly busy now anyway, so. How's everything going at the Swannies?
Yeah, very good. So we've unfortunately come off a loss, obviously down in Melbourne against Richmond, a pretty tight game. But, yeah, we've put that behind us, reviewed that, and looking forward to a big game against the Hawks this Friday night at the MCG.
Pretty tight. It was a kick after the siren.
Yeah, it's as close as it gets, isn't it?
Hey, was it demoralising or just disappointing?
Yeah, look, it's very disappointing, obviously, going to the game, wanting to implement things and win games of footy, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that. But we've had a look at it, and there's a lot of little things that we didn't do right. So we'll be training that this week to rip into the Hawks this weekend.
Yeah, and they hadn't been playing that well, Richmond, so they're a bit of a bogey side, it seems.
Yeah, look, they played a good brand of footy against us on the weekend, so all credit to Richmond, they were able to get the 4 points over us. But like I said, we're looking forward to the big challenge in the Hawks this weekend, who have been playing some really good footy.
Harry, this is terrible news regarding one of your opposing players, and that being Hawthorn's Jared Roughead, with the reoccurrence of a melanoma, and we wish him all the best, but he's got four premierships to his credit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's shocking news.
It's awful, yeah.
It sort of puts a different perspective on life. It's not always just about footy, and he's going through some troubled times at the moment, but as a AFL community, we're all behind him, wishing all the best, because it's a bit of a tough time for him at the moment.
Yeah, puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
It does, but it will add even further resolve to Hawthorn tomorrow night. There'll be plenty of emotion out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they've been playing some good footy as well, so we're looking forward to the big challenge, because, like you said, they're running premiers for 3 years, and they're a good side, so we're going to have to bring out A-game and we want to get the 4 points.
And Kennedy and McGlynn, have you got them? Are they going to be up for Friday?
Yeah, look, we got a training session today, so hopefully they get through there, get through that, and then, they're definitely in the mix if they get through training, so that'll be a big boost if they get up.
Hawks are an incredible team. Their consistency in the last 3 years, what is their style? What do you have to counter against them?
Oh, well, they're a very good attacking and defensive side, so it's actually quite, they're obviously a very good team for a reason, but they're very good kicking fuel sort of side, so we're going to have to win the contested footy, which is what AFL's about these days, is winning the nut and then getting a goal forward, and once you get it in into your forward line, you've got to try and lock it in, and they've got quality players all over the ground, so it's going to take 22 players to turn up and play, Swans brand of footy to be able to get the win.
And Harry, winning that contested footy, is that more an attitude and a physical thing than a skill thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there is some skill to it, but, at the end of the day, it does come down to attitude and effort when you're trying to win that contested footy. And we've got some great players in that area, in Luke Parker, Josh Kennedy and Dan Hannabury as well. And the list goes on with that sort of stuff. So we're going to have to bring that against a big, strong physical Hawthorn team this week.
And how did Teddy Richards pull up? He was worked over in his comeback game.
Yeah, he's pulled up very well. Obviously, he had the 2 weeks out with the cheekbone, and be able to do what he'd done to come back after, having a little operation on his cheekbone and a couple of times run back with the flight is very courageous for Ted. And Ted's been able to do that for his whole career, but it was very, uplifting when he was able to go back with a flight a couple of times after recently breaking his cheekbone. So a very brave and courageous man, Ted, and he's right to go again this week.
And Coach Longmire, how does he take a loss like Richmond? Was he, when you do the review, is he calm? Does he do it as a group, or does he pull you in one on one and say this is what you need to be done, or is it more a group thing?
Yeah, we had a group review early in the week, and he just pointed out areas that we need to get better at, and instead of saying it, he sort of showed us as well. He's a very good teacher as well, John, so he was able to show us where we went wrong and how we counteract that and be more proactive in certain situations in games, and so he sort of showed us what we needed to do and how we needed to change it, and we'll be looking to implement that this week.
Good on you, Harry. It's a big game to win this one down there at the MCG. Enjoy it.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well done.